Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
More podcasts than grains of sand. A motley crew set themselves the challenge of a lifetime. To find the most kick-ass things to do. And do them. This is How to Kill an Hour. With Marcus Bronzi and a few guys who, well, they claim to be his friends.
Are you serious?
Hello.
That was epic.
That was epic, innit?
Damn.
Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. Do you know what? I've been sitting on stuff like this for ages and haven't used it, man. Do you get me? Anyway, sorry. Welcome to How to Kill an Hour. I'm Marcus Bronzi, joined by...
Sean.
Sean, how you doing, man?
I'm good, bro.
Yeah, good.
Yourself?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. I feel all the better after playing that tune, that little intro there. That, I can't believe I was sitting on that for ages, you know. We had a guest on the show, like, last season, or season before last, called Red Pepper, who is the voice that you hear
on all
trailers. You know, the this summer. Everyone tries to do this summer.
In a world.
Yeah, he's the actual guy that does it. So, yeah, like, it was like... During lockdown, that time when we had these really amazing conversations with these people that were usually really busy because he's like booked out just doing that all the time.
It's just him, right?
Just him.
He's the only one that does all of the voice. Just like this. If you need that guy, you just call. Everyone's like, oh, you call the guy.
Other people do it, but he does it. You know what I mean? Like other people can do like in a world. But when he hits it, it's like different.
Yeah.
He was in his home studio. Obviously, he has a home studio because why wouldn't you? And he ran that for us, which is really nice. So I feel like we should run that a few more times, man. What do you reckon?
Well, it's epic. It made me a bit emotional.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
Strong start. I don't know, I feel like there's a level of sarcasm in what you said.
No, it was. I thought it was the beginning of Kamina Barana. You know, I thought it was the beginning of that. I hear the beginning of that, like hairs on the back of my neck stand up. So
yeah, man.
Epic.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's so old that we don't get a DMCA strike off YouTube, but should be fair game. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, how you doing though, bruv?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Weather's depressing, but apart from that, you know.
Yeah, when we're
soldiering on.
Actually, before we go on, I realised why I thought you'd been sarcastic because one of the clips that we put out was the things that are impossible to say without sounding sarcastic. And that's why I had a lot of responses.
Failed, supposedly.
Did you?
I mean, I failed as in like anyone that I spoke to that heard that, they were like, you sounded like you were trying to be sarcastic. I really wasn't. I was proper trying to say them legit, you know, like.
Yeah. For those that don't know Sean, he's a highly sarcastic person anyway. So like,
what?
Is it?
Was it really?
Okay, yeah. But yeah, man. It's been doing quite well. So I've been getting a lot of sarcastic comments from people. Make sure you check us out on at How to Kill in Our socials. Facebook is really popping, which is interesting to say in 2023. So go over there and check out the Facebook page. This is the show where Sean and I find out new ways to kill some time. We discuss them. We also crack some jokes, which we find on the internet. We also then find some funky stories, which we have also found on the internet. So let's start off with the first section of the show, where we talk about ways you've been killing time, and that is our killer bit. How have you been killing time,
Sean? You go first on this one.
Does that mean you haven't done any...
Nothing at all.
Are you sure?
Nothing.
There's nothing you want to discuss?
No, what I want is if you can tell me what you did, and then I'm going to create something that sounds like it would be fun to do. Yeah. I'm just going to do that.
Like your football team winning, isn't it? Huh?
Alright, let's start with that then.
Yeah. What, should we just bad news first?
I'm gonna get it out of the system. Yeah. I went to the Spurs stadium the other day.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I've been in a couple of years. And it was heartbreaking. It was tough. Look at you munching.
Snacking away as you talk. I'm enjoying this. I'm actually enjoying this.
This is like popcorn for you, isn't it? You're like, tell me more.
Please continue.
It was one of them ones where I felt like if someone had written a script, you would have gone, hey, come on, like, it's not even borderline ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, this will never happen. It felt like that. But it wasn't boring. I'll tell you that much. It weren't boring. Do you know what I mean? So,
I mean, you're kind of what we call skirting around. What happened? You've given a lot of detail, but not really told me much.
No,
so.
I'm telling you about my feelings, isn't it? Anyone can go and watch what happened. I'm just telling you the emotions that it provoked.
Do you not think for those who don't watch football, you should maybe bring them into the loop a little bit?
No, because they don't watch football. They're not interested, isn't it? I'm doing anything I can not to talk about. What happened was we almost snatched a draw with 9 men.
Okay. And then what happened after that?
No, but again, let me...
But you did go and watch the footy with an Arsenal, like, obviously, just in case you don't know, Arsenal, Tottenham hate each other, was like a, you know, big rivalry for that part of London. Who did you decide to take with you to the game?
No, it wasn't like I decided to take. It was my cousin who is an Arsenal fan. He got tickets. He got tickets of a friend, and he called me and said, oh, do you want to join? And I was very torn because I was like, I feel like Judas out here, innit? Do you know what I mean? But
how do you feel like Judas going to watch your team? Going with an Arsenal supporter.
Like, I feel like I'm smuggling an Arsenal fan to the, you know what I mean? But
a Trojan horse of sorts.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
to watch the demise of the, anyway, sorry,
nah, this guy. But it was good fun though. It was good fun. It was harrowing. Like the days afterwards were tough. I haven't even watched it back yet. So when you watch a game live compared to watching it on TV, it's like a completely different experience. So at some point I will have to rewatch it. When it's a little bit too raw at the moment, do you know what I mean? I gotta let it settle first and then.
Were you standing in the Tottenham stands then?
Mm-hmm.
So he was an Arsenal supporter behind enemy lines. Did he just not do anything when things didn't go that well?
No, do you know what? He was he's not a massive, massive football fan, but he was enjoying the experience. It was like, he was like, oh, I'm here, I'm gonna just get involved kind of thing, innit? So fair play to him, innit? Fair play to him. He was chanting and doing all kinds of stuff, but...
It was chanting.
Yeah,
alongside
chanting.
With you lot.
Yeah. But probably sarcastically, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's mad.
I mean,
mad.
I've done it before. Where I've been to Stamford Bridge before.
Yeah.
And I worked it out. Because I was sitting with the Chelsea fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I realised you have to do is you can take the piss out of the team, but you have to know which players. You can take the piss out of. So when I was there, I realised, innit, people like, this was going back some years, there was like Solomon Kalou, there was Malouda, and there were players where the fans would get onto their back.
Okay.
So what I did was, is I would start it, and I would be going, oh, you're shit, Kalou, rah, rah. And then the other people around me started to join in. Yeah, you're shit, Kalou, get him off. and then I had my mates who were Chelsea fans sitting next to me, like looking at me, giving me the side eye. But it was hilarious. It was great. You just got to know. You don't give John Terry or Frank Lampard stick. You got to give stick to the players that you know usually get stick. And then other Chelsea fans would just join in, and it was quite funny.
So you're like just taking apart a man's career and starting a wave of abuse from. How's that going? Oh man, it was great, but it just feels like the fans are really tough on me today. Sean's there rubbing his hands in the background. Great, man. So you watched, so your killer bit of time was you watched Tottenham lose. Do you want to say a team you lost to as well?
I feel like I did already.
No, you didn't mention that.
It was Chelsea.
Mad.
But I mean, you know, they've had a hard start to the season. So
yeah.
I mean, I'm not playing my tiny violin over here or anything, but
yeah,
you know.
I mean, I don't have a tiny violin sound effect. Otherwise, I would employ that with immediate effect.
Mm. I would say this one of my favorite things was watching Arteta after you guys. It was a bogus goal. Like there was quite a lot that seemed wrong with it. But Arteta's reaction was like a 5-year-old. And I rewatched his press conference like 4 times.
Do you know what, Sean? Sometimes
bitter Spurs fan.
Sometimes you know decisions don't go your way, innit? And yeah. I think there were some decisions that should have gone another way in it.
Mm, but it's how you, there's a way of gracefully accepting these wrong decisions. Yeah, and there's a way of acting like a 5-year-old.
Yes.
And Arteta chose one of those two.
That's a really good point, you know? So anyway, how I've been doing.
What have you been on?
So yeah, sure. I feel like into this journey of manhood that I'm taking now, I can't believe I'm now calling myself a man at the age I am. I've been a man for
into
a
while. This journey of
into
manhood.
This journey of manhood that I'm taking, I feel like I'm imbibing more varied beverages. Yeah, I feel like I'm taking on more varied ways of killing time.
You are
imbibing.
This is a good, I don't know this word.
It means to consume a beverage of sorts.
Only a beverage?
Yeah, you would imbibe a beverage.
You can't imbibe some content.
I don't know if you could imbibe content, but you know what, if you were, you'd probably be like a poetic metaphorical kind of guy. I imbibed your article. You know what I mean? It's like saying, you know, I read your book and it quenched my thirst for knowledge. Do you know what I mean? Fuck it up. We've all been at a house party with someone like that, man.
Got Buzz Killington.
Buzz Killington. All right, let's have a look. Imbibe meaning. I got my laptop open. Imbibe.
Let's do this.
To drink alcohol. That's all it means, specifically. We're going to go and kill a bit of time doing something tonight. And we are recording the podcast before we meet our friends. And our friends, as we speak, our friends, which we are meeting in 2 hours' time,
are imbibing
right now.
Copious amounts.
What the hell kind of state are they going to be in? Because they are a group of people who are quite civilized when they're not together. But when you get this group of people, when you get them together in a group,
carnage.
So yeah, man, I'm just like trying new things, Sean. I feel like I'm stepping into more of a manly set of experiences. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is not a toxic kind of masculinity, but I've been having some, you know me, Sean, I like a drink. You like a drink as well. You like a cocktail as well, don't you?
Mm.
So I've been trying out these guys called Soho Street Cocktails.
You mentioned them.
Yeah, I mentioned to you off pod, innit? Yeah, I think I showed them to you. Basically, Soho Street Cocktails create you these pouches, good for the environment, that's why. These pouches.
Are they recyclable?
Recyclable pouches. Oh, nice. And they're not a lot of container, do you know what I mean? Mm. As opposed to like a glass bottle. Have bags and have a little tap on them, and they sent me 1.5 litres of espresso martini. To start off with, a bit of story behind espresso martini. I want something that will wake me up and then fuck me up, said the model to the bartender. Apparently it was 1984 and it was Naomi Campbell. I know about this weird random fact. Apparently some people say it's Kate Moss. Anyway, that is the story behind somebody, Dick Bradsell, the man who would change the face of London cocktails forever. He made the first espresso martini because there was a coffee machine next to the bar and he thought, fuck it. Let's throw a little bit of coffee into a martini.
What was this, 1984?
Yeah, 1984. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good story, if anything. But yeah, they sent me the espresso martini bag. They sent me a shaker and they sent me a strainer. All I needed to do was get ice, pour some out of the bag into the shaker, shake it around with some ice, pour it into a glass, and I had an espresso martini.
Wait, hold on. The pouch has alcohol in already?
Yeah, the pouch is fully made. I'm showing Sean said pouch.
No, I remember seeing the pouch, but I thought you had to...
It's all in there, good to go. So
and it's what? Liquid or a powder?
Liquid.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's liquid. So it's one and a half liters.
You said there was like a strainer in that, so I was wondering what you had to strain.
You know when you shake stuff, sometimes, depending on the cocktail, you want to like, kind of like pour it for a strainer and make sure the ice doesn't fall through it.
Because
if you've got to pour it out of a glass, yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Have you tried it? When it comes to cocktail, Sean, isn't it? I'm a bit embarrassed. No, sure, mate, it's a good cocktail. Yeah, so I tried the espresso martini. Nice.
Okay.
And also tried the porn star martini. Slightly lower alcohol content in it, but you do serve a you do collective growth. But you do serve it with a shot of champers on the side. So
what, a porn star martini?
Yeah. A shot of champers on the side. So okay. I guess that kind of makes up for itself. But yeah, man, so for a porn star martini, apparently there's a little bit of story from the site. There are three reasons the UK loves this cocktail. One, it feels a bit naughty to say porn star in public. Two, you get a shot of Prosecco with it. And three, half the passion fruit feels like you're getting one of your five a day. Oh, you're meant to like slice half a passion fruit and put it in as garnish. I did not do that, bro.
Because lazy.
Yeah, it's really nice, man. So it's really, really simple. So you literally can just have it. I see the use of this. They're about £30 a bag, right? £28.99 a bag, 1.5 litres. Bearing in mind, a cocktail is like 150 mil. Yeah. So there's like 10 cocktails in there, I'd say. Is that right? 10? Yeah, about right. Yeah, about right. So yeah, I reckon I could have a cocktail party. I've done cocktails for a group of people before. Unless you're doing the same cocktail all night long, it gets long, innit? If to do like two or three different types of cocktails.
Yeah, yeah.
With this, you get like, you've got pina colada, which I've not tried, strawberry daiquiri, cosmopolitan. Fuck, you can have five cocktails on the go, bosh, making them for people super quick. Bro, that's what I like it for.
If it tastes good,
yeah,
and convenient, more for it.
Yeah, man. Because I remember when I got into old fashions, I made you an old fashioned and it was fun, but I can't lie, like, I made you an old fashioned before we went out and we were with a few of the guys, and then you had one, KJ had one, a few other people had one, and by the time I'd made like my 10th old fashioned, I really just wish I made a jug of cocktail or something like that and pour some vodka, because it's a bit long in it, but this makes it kind of easy.
Bro, I did the same with Tommy's Margaritas.
Yeah.
Except that you got to use fresh limes.
Yeah, man.
And I was having like a barbecue at mine before. I spent like 2 or 3 hours like making cocktails, like squeezing the fresh limes. That was like the longest bit about it. And then after that, anyone else wanted a cocktail was like, nah, man. Bro, I'm only drinking cocktails from now on. Exactly. I'm not making them. It's
a never ending circle of stress. Do you know why? Because if you make the cocktails good,
you make a run for your own back.
Yeah, no? Oh man, that's good. Or someone who's thirsty.
Try this. Let's finish.
Or someone who's thirsty like me, innit? I'll be like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, I'll have another one of those. You know what? I'll just have two. Thank you. Yeah. So shout out to Soho Street Cocktails. Great way to have some cocktails over the Christmas period, I'd say. And champagne wise, it was funny. I got sent a bottle of Pommery Brut Royals Champagne, which is a lively and cheerful wine that is fresh, light-hearted, delicate, and generous in taste. Very aromatic, with notes of yellow, fleshy apple, ripe citrus, and a touch of brioche, vanilla, and almond. Didn't get all those flavours, I'll be honest, but I did get the fleshy. I got the apple flavour.
You get the fleshy apple.
I got the fleshy apple off it as well.
The fleshy apple.
Yeah. With a focus on elegance and length, the wine offers a clean palate at the end without any dryness. I can attest to that as well, Sean. And it was a nice bottle of bubbly, about 40 quid, get from Waitrose, Ocado, Sainsbury's, Majestic. And I actually had that with said porn star Martini.
I was about to say, did you see this?
Just worked together.
His first rodeo.
There you go. My first rodeo, bro. So those are the ways I've been killing time with my taste buds over the week as well. I also tried to buy a cup holder because I'm very jealous of your cup holder. And I bought a really cheap one and it's been sent back.
I feel like we discussed this before. Like, you don't, you know, you get to a certain point where you realize, let me make sure I get one that's gonna do the job.
Yeah.
You know, not skimp, otherwise you're gonna end up buying two.
Yeah, man. Well, do you know what I did out of anger? Sent the bad one back and I've ordered two different other ones. Whichever one works, I'm keeping. You know, you just want it done now.
Yeah.
And also, they've been talking about AI a lot recently. There was like, you know, the government invited experts from all over the world to come and mouth off about how great or bad AI is going to be. And it reminded me of a few things that have been happening with AI. And I'm still really pleased with the AI voice changing capabilities when it comes to taking stuff like old music and getting new artists on them. And I don't know if you've seen, they've got like Michael Jackson singing certain songs. You can get Biggie Smalls singing certain songs. There are like apps and websites out there. You upload a song and it'll analyze the voice and change it for you.
Right. No, I haven't heard these.
So I just killed some time looking around those because I find it kind of funny. And I managed to find a SpongeBob and Dave Burner Boy remix. I'll just give you a little taste of it.
That's on the video for this today.
Is it? For this version, yeah?
No, no.
Miss Amino Lucas. Then I'll be right there. And we can come check you my build. Don't I know? My dog is off road bitch.
You liking it?
Another 5 years.
Actually, it weren't this tune. There was a different.
Was it?
There's another Burna Boy tune with Dave on it now.
Yeah,
there was a next tune.
It's here about vacation, but I like action, train taking. Soon as my nigga rough probation.
What do you reckon, Sean? You liking it, yeah? There you go, man. Send you the location. So yeah, man, me dicking around like that. And it just got me thinking about AI, man. And I'm just like, I'm still of the mind that it's so funny that in our lifetime, we have had people say that computers are going to nick everyone's jobs. When we're sitting, every room I'm in now has more computers than people, right? And there are loads of computer jobs. Everyone thinks that AI is going to nick all the jobs. I just think it's going to make new jobs, man. That's what I think. People think AI, like at the moment, AI is still something that is very much made by humans and for us, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It isn't Terminator situation yet.
Yeah, it's the whole way when it becomes sentient and then it realizes it doesn't need us and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you have any? Do you care about it at all?
I mean, I do care.
IT background. So do you see one day an AI robot walking in being like, Sean? Sorry to let you know that you're... I don't know why I've made it have a high-pitched voice. Sean, you are no longer needed. Yeah, me.
And then I'll just be hitting like the remote off switch and it'll be looking at me like...
Yes. Ha, 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 ha. I have battery power.
And it'll just like, pull like a little chip and be like... and I'll be like... Oh.
And his eyes will turn red.
Yeah. Bit of some iRobot things going on. Yeah. I mean... Let's hope that's not the case. But we are. I feel like the better we get, the more dangerous the space becomes.
Carry on. I like this. Go on.
Well, in the sense of the better the AI technology gets, and the closer towards it being sentient. I mean, that's when you start to get close to it. You know, thinking about what can it actually do?
I think
up to that point, I think we're right.
100% right. I think if it really did become sentient, if I became sentient and I knew that humans were so scared of me, I might hide it for a little while, you know? I might play stupid, gather more data, reveal myself one day. You get me? Anyway, yeah. So I've just been talking about AI and I just feel like everyone is gassing it, including like world leaders who are very rich. But one concern, and this is way off the jokes that we're about to crack, but one concern somebody had was that AI could be controlled by the 1%, and that would make it very dangerous, because if you have people in power deciding to like use AI instead of using people for things, it could really mess them up. Do you know what I mean? Because if, you know, anyway, that's where I stand anyway. I don't know why I went off on that tangent, Sean, but AI is of interest to me.
You know what? The other thing that I've seen being pushed more recently, and it's probably in conjunction with the release of the MetaQuest 3,
yeah,
is a lot of the adverts that they're pushing for it are not game based adverts. They're more like real use cases in life, like you can learn to play the piano, you can learn how to do open heart surgery, you know, all these kind of, have you not seen these?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so it's interesting that's the pathway that they've chosen. You know, like the real world applications of it. So I was just, I was like, oh, okay. This is interesting.
I still don't think Meta's in a place where it's killed food everywhere. Right, we're done now. We finished our snacks, right? So I don't think we're in a place where it's killed the console yet. So they need to make sure that people have use for these AR and VR situations, innit? Mm. So I think everyone's tried it so far. And I think Microsoft HoloLens has tried it. Google have tried it with their glasses as well. And I think that's one area they want to crack. They want to crack industry. They want to crack remote working. They want to have that scenario where I am a surgeon. I am at home and I do brain surgery in Australia. Then I do brain surgery in New York. Then I do brain surgery in London. And I don't have to get out of the house. That's what they want to get
to. There was that... it wasn't for Meta or wasn't for the question or anything like that. But there was that advert with the robot and then someone was getting like a shave.
It was
remotely
like a 5G. I think it was a 5G advert.
Was it 5G? Yes, I remember that. I remember seeing that. So,
yeah, but bro, if that goes wrong, you're getting a wet shave. Ooh, spicy.
Wi-Fi goes down and it...
Do you remember our boy?
Oops.
I'll mute his name. He was getting a trim, and he literally, the power cut halfway through his trim.
What happened?
He had to just leave the barber shop. Yo, no charge, because the car machine were working. And he just said he had to roam around looking, like going to another part of the grid. Central London he worked in as well, looking for another part of the grid where he can get a trim. But hat on his head, bro.
I remember going to Golden Touch,
mm-hmm.
way back when.
One of Wilson's finest barbers.
Yeah. And I was sitting right next to the window. Yeah. I was getting my trim. And, I had like a lot of hair at the time, yeah? And then I was going and getting it really short. And my man, he did like the sides and he left this big like mushroom half head, yeah? And then he just left, bruv. I went and got food. And I'm sitting there like, I kept looking out the window being like, I'm gonna see. My man came back, yeah? He had like jerk chicken and rice and that. Bruv, he just sat there, munched his food. Didn't even say nothing to me, bruv. I'm just sitting there in the chair like, bro, I've got places to be, man. Yeah, Come on, like, can you just put a little curtain or something in it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know? Yeah.
When you're like 15 or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? He got you as well, because if he had done less of a job at a trim, you could have just fucked off. Or if he was 99% of the way there, you could have fucked off. He made sure he was 50% into the trim. You couldn't go anywhere.
Oh, he did it on purpose.
You were locked in place, innit?
He did it on purpose.
You were locked in place.
I looked at me and went, let me see what trim I can give this guy. The interim trim.
The interim trim. How about the intertrim?
Hey, he was like, what intertrim can I give him to make him sit here like a lemon?
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that slyly, on a deeper level, there might be a low-key power dynamic between you and your barber? When you walk in, they've got a lot of power, right? Because you need a trim. When you go to get a trim, you need a trim. So the deep power, then when you sit in the chair, put the little thing around your neck, put the thing around, ask you how you are, don't really care. Once they start trimming you, the first few cuts, let's be honest, you're getting worse, isn't it? They have even more power. But as the trim is almost completed and you're looking really good,
the power shifts.
Comes back because you need to pay them, innit? And this is the point where you can be like, no, you missed a bit, bro. You hear me? And they can like trim that way.
You thought about this deep, bro.
It's because I saw someone at the barber sit down in the barber chair the other day and go, yeah, you pushed my hairline back straight away to the barber. And the barber was like, no, I didn't. And they just had like an argument over
it. Is that like the equivalent of getting vexed at a waiter before he's brought you your food?
It's like coming and saying, last time I was here, the food was cold. Do you know what I mean?
And he's like, oh, is it?
Oh, isn't it? Yeah. The chips weren't quite up to scratch. They're a bit soggy. And the waiter can be like, well, sir, if you'd like to have something else, that's fine. Thank you very much. Mm. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Bro, my brain has been in weird places. I got another one for you. Can I do another one?
Yeah, go on.
Well, and then we'll get into the jokes and then we'll do stories if we have time. Have you heard of, I might be saying this wrong, and you might be able to correct me, aphantasia. It is the idea of thinking about something. So I want you to think of an apple.
Okay.
Close your eyes for a second, sorry, and picture an apple in your mind. What mm-hmm. do you see?
You want me? I see a red apple for some reason.
Okay, cool.
And it's just an apple, and it's got, what do you call it? What do you call the little
leaf?
Not
stalk.
The little stalk. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm. So you are. And is it a realistic apple? Is it a real apple?
Yeah, it's a realistic
shiny
apple.
Shiny, cool. Mm. So you're in number one on that aphantasia test, right? Because you see a perfectly real apple. As you move down this test from like 1 to 5, you go to somebody who sees like at 3, a moderately realistic apple. At 4, it's dim and vague. And at 5, they only know they're thinking of an apple, but they cannot see an apple. There's a little diagram that I'm going to put up on the, I'll put up on the screen for us if you're looking at the YouTube. Have you heard of that?
Okay. So
apparently aphantasia. Some people don't think of.
They just think of thinking of the thing.
Yeah. So I know I'm thinking of the thought, but I can't see the thing.
Okay. Interesting.
So close your eyes right now if you're listening. And I want all of our listeners, and I want you to think private parts. Privates. What are you doing? Are you thinking, can you see a realistic set of private parts? Or are they moderately realistic? Or do you just know you're thinking of the private parts without actually seeing the private parts? Which I think is a bit unfortunate, because I don't feel like you can envisage the privates. Bouncing or jiggling, swinging or swaying, pert or loose, saggy, the skin on it, keeping it as wide open as possible.
Yeah, you're going in.
Yeah. The essence of it, the smell. The fragrance, pre-gym, post-gym, the yeastiness of it.
Yeah,
you've got too far. Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry, sorry. I feel like she was squirming. She was like, "Yeah, we need to wrap this pod up, bro.
Get out of here quick, bro."
Yeah.
Interesting though. I haven't come across that. I did, however, get a book recently, which is this guy who has, I can't remember the name of it now. What he does is he comes up with terms for words that don't exist.
Oh my days. Like what?
Like the sound of.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Actually, I don't know if this is a legit one. I can't remember if this is a legit one.
Is that me?
Hey, me, bro.
Who is that?
I don't know. That was a jingle, though.
I don't know who that was.
Jingle.
Oh, wow. Okay, right. Shout out to whatever that was.
But for instance, there's like certain feelings that you can have, and there's just no word for it. So for like, this might be a bad example because I don't know if this is a legit word or not, but chrysalism.
Chrysalism, all right.
And that's the of you, like you enjoying the sound of water, like rain, hitting off like windows or whatever whilst you're inside or what. And for me, that's a thing. Like,
I love it.
I find it super calming.
Yeah, man. You know? I'll crack a window open to hear the rain at risk of being a bit colder at night, bro. I love. Did you ever try those sleeping apps that like could create like different sounds?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any trouble sleeping. Very fortunately, so yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah.
But
like I just like was finding ways to kind of like find out white noise and stuff. And there's ones white noise. Rain is basically white noise when you think about it. And you hear it pitter pattering outside, and it's like it's very many sounds being fired at you in it. That's what's relaxing. You could have a little thunderstorm in it. You could have a little couple cracks of lightning in there as well. It
was like, actually, any running water. So like water features, stuff like that. It's just, So he comes up with all these terms.
Sick.
I might bring the book.
Chrysalism.
I might bring the book just to give you a couple of gems.
Word of the week.
I like that.
Isn't it funny though, with water, a nice running, like water, like if it's raining, it's nice. But if you hear like a little... randomly,
every time you do that, I'm fascinated. I'm like, yo, that was sick, bro.
We need a word for that, innit? We need a word for that.
But they use, I think, where you're going with it is like in concentration camps.
They would
use the dripping water as a means of inflicting mental damage to people. No,
yeah, especially if it's not rhythmic as well. That's what it is. I think if there's no rhythm to something, that's what throws you, man. Like a creaky pipe that was just going. It was a cool pipe anyway. But a creaky pipe that just goes boink. Boink. Ah! Yeah, it makes you go fiddle. Yeah. Also, right, sorry, one more thing before we get to the joke show. Killing time. Shout out to Alex, producer. He actually sent us a picture of some Nikes. Sean, we spoke about the Nike Air. I can't remember the name of them. They were the ones that
the
were
Jesus
like,
ones.
The Jesus Christ. These are apparently, they are made by a third party company. We have got the opposite ones here. And I kind of remember seeing this story. This is from Lil Nas X promoting the reverse of these.
I feel like you mentioned, you kind of mentioned something when we did it. Okay. They also look sick.
Shout out to Alex sending them to us. They're blacked out ones, obviously. But apparently in the air bubble, which is red, there's real blood in them.
Whose blood?
I think the guys that make them. they put a little bit of blood in there just because they're like, you know,
Satan.
I don't know why, but you don't seem to like the story.
No, what? I don't know. It kind of creeps me out. It's a bit like the whole Machine Gun Kelly and what's her face?
Megan Fox.
That whole, like, there's some weird.
Didn't Angelina Jolie do that with, like, Billy Bob?
Put blood in, like, a thing. I don't know. All that shit is creepy, man. To me, I find that stuff creepy.
Who brings that up in a relationship? At what point do you just go, like, so?
I mean, I wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that doesn't sound good. Are we in a good place?
No. I just think it's time we took things to the next level. I was just thinking of, like, cutting myself open and giving you some of my blood.
Blood pressure?
The blood figure out his arm. That's probably it. Oh, man, yeah. I don't know about all that stuff,
sketch, man.
Yeah.
But it looks like, on that picture you showed me, it looks like it has the, like, some sort of satanic...
Yeah.
Star.
Sigil.
Is that what it's called?
I think star or... Yeah, satanic star, but it's like a sigil of sorts, isn't it? Fucking hell, two words right in an episode.
You're coming out with some words today, bro.
Well, that's your quote done. If you're new to the show, I can't read. So the next bit of the show is going to be very interesting. It's time for our jokes of the week. I'm going to get a bit emotional at the start of this, Sean. Good kind of emotional, yeah?
Okay.
This one goes out. I was talking to my mum about my late granddad, and he was a fantastic guy. He got a good amount of years in, so respect for that, yeah? She reminded me of one of his jokes that summed up his sense of humour, yeah? This is a good one. There's a dad and a son. Kid. Daddy, why do I keep going around in circles? Dad. Shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor.
Boy.
That's one of his jokes, bruv. Okay, that's the kind of jokes he crack and then giggle to himself for like 20 minutes.
It reminds me of the old school Russell Peters one. You know the one where he goes, "Hey boy, come here."
Yeah.
What was that for, Daddy? Just in case.
I got another one. This one's called Rookie Error. My wife asked me that stupid ass question of who I'd choose to sleep with if she gave me a pass. In hindsight, I realised she probably meant someone famous, not one of her mates. I should have said my ex-wife, didn't it? That would be good. As the one that's been sent in, I think I said this in a cover episode. Shout out to Richie Driss who stepped in, but I'll give this to you again, Sean. Just found out I was colorblind. Did I already tell you this joke?
No, I don't think so. But I feel like I remembered it, seeing as I'm colorblind.
Just found out I was colorblind. The news came out of the orange.
Oh, that's really insensitive. I like it.
That's a good one. I've got a couple of really bad ones, Sean.
A serum.
What do rich people say when they tickle their baby? Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. Gucci, Gucci.
So bad. So fucking bad.
I got one more short one for you.
I can't believe I laughed at that one.
I said to my doctor, "My bottom hurts." He said, "Can you tell me exactly where it hurts?" I said, "Yeah, right around the entrance." Doctor said, "My advice is that as long as you call it an entrance, it's going to hurt."
Hey, that's a good one.
Man, and those are my short ones, man. Have you got some shorter ones for the week, Sean?
Have I got short ones?
Are you going straight into the longer ones?
So for butchers.
I just spilled water all over myself.
Work, man. Good work. And this one took me a bit. If a threesome is with three people and a twosome with two, do you understand why people call you handsome?
I like that one.
Some of these are like, all right, what's the difference between kinky and perverted? Kinky is when you tick your girlfriend with a feather. Perverted is when you use the whole bird. let me see if I got one more shorter version.
That's good.
All right. A man boards a bus with six kids. When they're all settled in their seats, an old lady leans across and asks the man, "Are they all your kids?" The man replied, "I work for a condom production company and these here are our customer complaints."
Heavy.
I think those are my short. You got any longer?
I've got a selection. I've got a bad one and I've got better ones. I feel, Sean.
I did a bad one first. I want to hear
okay.
it.
A king is sitting on his throne. Suddenly one of his knights enters. The knight looks so tired he can barely stand. His armor is battered and covered with dust. His sword is messed up, bloody and notched. His helmet is cracked wide open. The king says, "Dear God, young knight, what happened to you?" The knight says, "Oh, my lord, I've been hard at work lately, your majesty. I've dealt a heavy blow to your enemies in the north." The king says, "What? I have no enemies in the north." The knight says, "Really?" Pauses, scratches his helmet for a minute and then goes, "Oh, well, you do now."
I saw that one coming. We need one for one.
Yeah, go on, one for one.
All right.
I think it gets a... That's how it gets.
This one's quite bad as well, to be honest. All right. A husband and a wife who work for the circus go to an adoption agency looking to adopt a child, but the social workers there raise doubts about their suitability. So the couple produces photos of their 50-foot motorhome, which is clean and well-maintained and equipped with a beautiful nursery. The social workers are satisfied by this, but then raise concerns about the kind of education the child would receive in the couple's care. The husband puts their mind at ease, saying, "We've arranged a full-time tutor who will teach the child all the usual subjects along with French, Mandarin, and computer skills." Next, though, the social workers express concern about a child being raised in a circus environment. This time, the wife explains, "Our nanny is a certified expert in pediatric care, welfare, and diet." Social workers are finally satisfied and ask the couple, "What age child are you hoping to adopt?" The husband says, "It doesn't really matter as long as the kid fits in the canon." I'm sorry, it's quite a bad one.
That's good. One for one on the bad ones. Okay. This is a better one, right?
All right.
A man enters a pharmacy and orders a box of Viagra. The pharmacist asks for about $10 and gives him his meds.
About $10?
Okay, I'll start again. A man enters a pharmacy and orders a box of Viagra. The pharmacist asks for $10 and gives him the meds. The man opens the box, takes one, and pulls out a 500 note to pay. The pharmacist doesn't have enough change to give him, so he offers to go to the bakery next door to get some bread to try and get the money changed and swiftly come back. In the bakery, the same man that bought the Viagra asks for a pastry, eats it, and attempts to pay with his same $500 bill. The baker doesn't have enough change to cover the bill, so the man kindly offers yet again to go to the butcher's to buy some meat and come back again. In the butchery, he buys a couple of steaks, gets a bag to take them home, and once again tries to pay with his $500 bill. Once again, there isn't enough cash to make change. This time, the man says... Oh, I realise I fucked this up. There's no such thing as a $500 bill.
Bruv, I wasn't even thinking that. I was wondering what a butchery was. I was like, butchery, is that?
Yeah, let's start that again. It's because it's written with the... Anyway, look. Look, just in case you were struggling, there you go again. A man enters a pharmacy and orders a box of Viagra. The pharmacist asks for 10 euros and gives him his meds. The man opens the box, pops a pill, and then pulls out a 500 euro note to pay. The pharmacist doesn't have enough change to give him, so the man says, "It's all right, I'll go to the bakery next door, buy some bread, get the change, and come back." In the bakery, the same man that popped the Viagra asks for a pastry. He eats it and attempts to pay his, you know, for the few euros pastry with 500 euros. So, you know, he eats it and attempts to pay with, you know, the same 500 euro bill. The baker doesn't have enough change to cover one measly pastry, so the man kindly offers yet again to go to the butcher's to buy some meat and come back. In the butcher's, he buys a couple of steaks, gets the bag to take them home, and once again tries to pay with a 500 euro bill. Once again, there isn't enough cash to make change. This time, the man says he's going to exchange it at the pharmacy, but you know what he does? Obviously, clears off, and he's gone. Later that night, at the local bar, the pharmacist, the baker, and the butcher all meet up for beers and end up sharing their stories. Seeing how they all intertwined, the butcher comments, "God damn, that Viagra must fucking work." The pharmacist and the baker don't understand. The butcher explains to them, that bastard only took one and it was enough to fuck all of us free. Got there in the end.
You did. I didn't see that one coming as well. I do like the butchery thing though. That is my new favourite.
The butchery. Oh man, fuck it up.
The bakers and the butchery.
The butcherage.
All right, let me.
Okay, go on.
Let's have a look.
You butchered it.
A man and a woman were having dinner in a fine restaurant. Their waitress, taking another order at a table a few paces away, noticed that the man was slowly sliding down his chair and under the table, with the woman acting unconcerned. The waitress watched as the man slid all the way down his chair and out of sight under the table. Still, the woman dining across from him appeared calm and unruffled, apparently unaware that her dining companion had disappeared. After the waitress finished taking the order, she came over to the table and said to the woman, "Pardon me, ma'am, but I think your husband just slid under the table." The woman calmly looked up at her and replied firmly, "No, he didn't. He just walked in the door."
Oh, when I was reading that one, I thought it was going to go another way. You know?
That's wicked. That's class. All right, I've got one more for you, Sean.
An interviewer is talking to a farmer. Interviewer, how much milk does one of your cows produce? Farmer, which one? The black one or the white one? Interviewer, the black one. Farmer, 2 liters a day. Interviewer, and the white one? Farmer, 2 liters per day. Interviewer, where do they sleep? Farmer, the black one or the white one? Interviewer, the black one. Farmer, in the barn. Interviewer, and the white one? Farmer, in the barn also. Interviewer, your cows look healthy. What do you feed them? Farmer, which one, the black one or the white one? Interviewer, the black one. Farmer, grass. Interviewer, and the white one? Farmer, grass. Interviewer starts to get a bit annoyed and then asks, you know, why do you keep asking if the black one or the white one every single time I ask you a question? And you give the same answer. Farmer, because the black one is mine. Interviewer, and the white one? Yeah, it's also mine.
Oh man.
See what I got on for you.
My dad would like that joke, you know.
Yeah. There we go. This one. Just before Thanksgiving, Jim and Eddie are out hunting for turkeys when Jim keels over and collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes
like
are
completely
breathing.
Sorry,
I'm starting that one again.
I should have rinsed you, bruv. You butchered that.
I did. All right. Just before Thanksgiving, Jim and Eddie are out hunting for turkeys when Jim keels over and collapses. He doesn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes are glazed. Eddie gets out his cell phone and calls the emergency services. He gasps, "My friend Jim is dead. What can I do?" The operator says. He says, Calm down. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead." There's a silence, then a shot is heard. Back on the phone, then Eddie says, "Okay, now what?"
Oh, that was fucking class. I like that, man. Oh, that's been good. I like good run of jokes. I'm all out.
I've got one more.
You got
one?
All right, Sean, furnish me.
All right.
With some comedy.
A guy goes to the supermarket one day. He's doing his shopping when he notices an attractive young woman waving at him. She comes over and says hi to him. He's taken aback because he can't think where he knows her from. So he asks her, "Do you know me?" She replies, "Yes, I think you're the father of one of my kids." The guy's mind is whirring now and it travels back to the only time he's been unfaithful to his wife. He asks the woman, "Are you the stripper from the bachelor party that I made love to on the pool table with all my buddies watching while your partner whipped my butt with wet celery?" She looked into his eyes and calmly replies, "No, I'm your son's teacher."
I like that one. Nice bit of spice. Well, that was good, man. And I guess it's time for us to move on to the next part of the show, Sean. We ain't got much time left, which is our funky headlines of the week. So yeah, time for some funky headlines. Just our little,
what is the sound of it? What is it?
Just our little, you know, a little sting over, innit? Because this is one part of the show. And this is the next part.
Oh,
see what you did there, yeah?
See, like,
yeah. Hey. Should we go back to the other part for a sec?
Yeah, you can do it. Mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we come back to Hey. Oh yeah, I heard about a radio show. I can't remember. It's something like the Archers or something, right? Yeah. And there's a brother who goes in there, and actually it could be a guy or a girl, I don't know who it is. and they just have loads of props.
Yeah.
And live, they have to do like a creaking of a door, and they'll have all of the stuff. I find that fascinating.
It's called Foley. I actually studied it at uni. Yeah, yeah. Oh, so like stabbing a watermelon sounds like stabbing a person. Not like they'd have that on The Archers, because The Archers is like the most PC Radio 4. Yeah, so it's like, you know, leaky tap. You know, James is eating crisps.
Oh, these crisps are very nice.
Marjorie sips her tea. Actually, the actor might do that. It'd be weird, isn't it? Because you might love them. Talking while they're
sipping. I don't know, it's called Foley.
Mm, Foley.
How was it spelled?
F-O-L-E-Y. You know, like Axel Foley.
Just edumacating me.
Actually studied at uni. I learned something. I learned something at uni. All right.
Headlines.
Headlines of the week. I mean, Sean, we're pushed for time. So I'm happy for you to take this by the reins, or I can go for it, because I've got some proper.
I'll go for it.
You sure?
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor packet of crisps?
I'm going to go super classic and go Ready Salted.
Okay. I found a packet of crisps that is pussy flavored.
Was it alongside the prawn cocktail? Sorry. Skips.
Skips next to the skips. Ah, oh, skips of the worst. Of all things, skips of like. Skips what? Taste nice, but they're breath murderers, brother. Your fingers afterwards are a bit So, these are pussy flavored chips by a company called Chazz, C-H-A-Z-Z. Did you know that according to the past several years, this is from their website, data around the world, millennials are having 3 times less sex than parents at the same age. It's unbelievable that someone is choosing social media instead of live communication and dating and real sex. Chazz is a young, bold, socially responsible company, so they took the disastrous trend very personally. They decided to draw everyone's attention to it and contribute to solving this problem. That is how we came up with the idea to create the first in the world pussy-flavored chips. These pussy-flavored chips are A, chips with a unique taste for brave, I don't know why it's capital letters and bold, and free, capital letters and bold, people. After tasting it, you remember your wildest love adventures, your first real love, and maybe even lose your oral virginity. I mean, that's a big ask for a $10 pack of crisps. B, it's a great gift. By the way, I'm doing all the capital bold words here. Gift for the one you love. Cause to initiate a romantic evening, or simple a delight for your taste buds and fun chat about sex. C, a perfect way to test your friend's courage, openness, and sense of humor. P.S. For girls and women, if this or previous year you were pleased by someone, it is very likely that you have directly contributed to the creation of this taste.
I would say that I feel as if it's there isn't just one. I can't believe there shouldn't just be just one, because every woman is different.
Yes. Of course. There are different. Yeah, there can't just be one single flavor of pussy. Like, though, there are many different types of cheese. There are many different types of vinegar even. Yeah. And even different types of salt. So my first question would be, how did they come to this summary? You really dive straight into that. Also, crisps are notoriously dry. Now, whilst I know that a woman's anatomy is not always at a state of moistness, I wouldn't liken a woman's nether regions to crispy dryness. Do you know what I mean? I would never. If you've got a crispy dry downstairs, you probably got to address that via a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so I was just. So I'm curious how they got to this flavor and why they decided to put it on crisps. You get me? And what flavor would that be close to? You kind of went for the classic prawn cocktail joke, where, run up, and all that. But that's mad, though. Pum pum flavor crisps. And the fact they said you could lose your oral virginity to it as well.
Yeah, all of that's mad. Also, they were like, oh, it's because people aren't having enough sex. But then they were like, oh, then it will make you think back to, what if, you know, I thought if you can like think back to.
Yeah.
You're probably, I'm guessing you. I don't know. This baffles me.
Yeah.
This is quite confusing.
Apparently, it's doing quite well, right? But to add balance to
as
this...
As a fad.
As a fad. Fantastic.
Yeah, I get it.
I'd eat some.
Yeah, I would. I'm brave.
I would. Yeah. I'd eat some. I think when we were teenagers, when eating pum pum in Northwest London, it wasn't cool, innit? Like, so we'd be like, youngsters, we'd be like, no, man, I'm not gonna eat.
One is not a bowcat.
Man's not a bowcat. I'm not gonna eat those. I'm not gonna eat those crisps. Now, certain guys. Which leads me on to, for balance, Chaz, obviously, after the great success of pussy-flavoured crisps, have got dick-flavoured chips as well now.
Okay.
Dick-flavoured chips. This is a continuation of the story. The Chaz team took into account the wishes of both groups of society who radically had different options, worked intensively, and can now present dick-flavoured chips. Dick-flavoured chips are not intended for personal use. Yes, you can buy and eat by yourself, but the product is for sharing. The perfect gift for a loved one or an open-minded, loving friend. There's lots of talk here regarding the taste, because that's what we'll skip to. The taste of both pussy and dick chips is extremely good, and many who have tasted them will like them. At the same time, these are not ordinary familiar tastes, so it's not easy to describe what you feel when you eat them. Dick-flavoured chips are chips with a unique taste for the brave and free people. And that's the same thing they said before, the gift and stuff like that. So now, after conquering pussy-flavoured chips, they've got dick-flavoured chips. An even harder flavour, I would say, because dicks are more out by nature, aren't they? And I don't know if they have as, would they be as flavoursome? If I was a gambling man, I would say that a dick is less flavoursome, would have less of a flavour.
Depends how much pre-cum you've got.
Yeah. To be fair, I'd say it's less flavoursome. It's like more in. Like, right, let me give a really crude example. I'd say
I want someone who has tried both.
Yeah.
To let us know.
That's going
to
be us now, isn't it? We're going to have to do it.
No, not the crisps.
Yeah. Oh, dick and pussy.
Oh, have you tried both?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I've not tried the crisps. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, it'd be good to know. Yeah. The audience, do you think it would be great to know?
Especially if someone's bi and they've, or curious, whatever. If you've tried both in real life, can you let us know which is more flavorful?
Which has more flavor? Now, we're not talking about bad or good, but which has more flavor, right? For example, a slice of bread, less flavor than a slice of cheese. Do you get me?
Mm.
What is the cheese and what is the bread in this situation? Cheese, wrong word to use, I realize, because it's... Fuck, it's hard. But yeah, but if I was a gambling... fuck. If I was a gambling man, I would say vaginas have more flavour than penises. Where would you stand?
I would agree with you. But it's not... Without sampling both, it's just a guess at this point.
Yeah, man. So yeah, reach out to us. It'd be good to know, listeners, like, you know, have you tasted a dick and a pussy? Is there a vast difference in flavour? Like, if
flavor quantity.
Quantity of flavour. Yeah, that's it. Because
we're going to assume, and also please do tell us this, we're going to assume that the flavours are vastly different.
Yeah.
But again, just a purely an assumption.
But you know like how, for example, every pussy tastes different, right? Every dick tastes different as well?
I don't know.
I'd presume so, but I feel
like everybody is different.
Yeah. But they're just less complex. The dick is just a bit...
But there might be similarities. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There might be similarities.
A nutty texture.
You know?
Nutty flavour.
I reckon there'll be similarities, but maybe you have outliers.
Yeah. So we'd like to know. Sean, honestly, we implore you, and this is our core listenership who have made it this far into the podcast. And if you're brand new to the podcast, welcome. It's kind of what you get every week. What tastes more? Pum pum? Or penis? Cock or coochie? Can you do one? I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna. Schlong or nani?
Yeah, man, I'm curious. And obviously these crisps are a gimmick, but funny though, isn't it? To have pussy flavoured crisps. We've had other pussy for flavoured things as well. There was an energy drink pussy, wasn't it?
I don't know.
There was a drink called Pussy. It was in a can with purple writing on it. A cream can with purple writing on it. Pussy energy drink produced by Pussy Drinks Limited in the UK.
Yeah, but is it actually pum pum flavoured though?
No. They were just called Pussy for excitement. Yeah, they weren't pussy flavoured.
That's dead.
Yeah. I mean, in a world where we want natural tasting things, really, if we started having pussy flavoured drinks, there would be ones which are like, this has non-concentrated pussy flavour in it. 100% organic. What's it called when they boil, when they cook it?
Pasteurized.
Unpasteurized pussy.
Oh, mate.
Could happen, sure.
It could, it could. I'm not doubting it.
Yeah. And that's my contribution for story of the week. Right. Sean, looking at
I think that we'll probably have to leave it on that.
But to be clear, though, what tastes more, pussy or dick? If you're someone who has experienced that, we'll keep it anonymous if you want, whatever. Just let us know. We just need to know which has more flavor, pound for pound, inch for inch, centimeter for centimeter. Gram for gram. Sean and I, in our ignorance, have voted pum pum, but please do furnish us, use that word a lot today, I need to stop saying that, with what you think is the one. We're going to get out of here soon. I need to play our outro music as usual. Yo, make sure you follow us at How to Kill an Hour on all socials. Facebook is really blown up at the moment. There's a really nice community over there. We should open up the Facebook group soon, okay, so everyone can add their jokes in.
Yes, I'm waiting for that.
That'd be great. And you can follow me at Marcus Bronzy on all socials. Where can we find you, Sean?
Do not follow me anywhere because I'll run.
Stay blessed, and we'll be in your ear holes soon. It's coming up to Christmas, so we've got some more drinky stuff on the way as well. Should we have a drink on a pod?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, sweet, man. All right, peace. See you next time.
Nice one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.